Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynisch throws the ball into Brannan who tags Dykes, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hale scores. Hauser scores. Miller moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Miller chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Miller. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. Ogden moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mannion scores. Ogden scores. Blue moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogden strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Manish reaches second base with a double. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wahlberg. Brannon moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Blue reaches second base with a double. Mannion moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mannion tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bishop. Blue scores. Mainisch moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. McGowan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGowan. Dykes moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. George Blea Holder now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Rourke. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mannion hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blaya Holder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wahlberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Sachs pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.